USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The death toll keeps climbing after Hamas-coordinated attack on Israel over the weekend. More than 1,000 Israelis and Palestinians have been killed, while officials have confirmed some American casualties. Israel formally declared war on the militant group Sunday. The conflict has sparked rallies across the United States, those both in support of Israel and in support of the Palestinian cause. Took to the streets Sunday in New York City. There, opposing demonstrators clashed near the Israeli consulate in Manhattan. A Florida-based private rescue organization is deploying resources to Israel to evacuate Americans who can't get out or are being held hostage.
Project Dynamo founder and CEO Brian Stern says the mission is to get Americans in Israel out of harm's way, whether they're trapped by fighting or being held as prisoner.
We know of multiple American hostages that are being held by Hamas.
Stern says he's received several dozen requests for help to rescue Americans in Israel, Gaza, and the West Bank. Stern urges Americans with relatives in harm's way to register with his organization and the State Department. I'm Dave Collins.
Republican Congressman from Colorado Ken Buck, who voted to oust Kevin McCarthy as Speaker of the House, says presidential candidate Donald Trump will not become Speaker. Buck said that next Speaker will be selected from within the Republican conference. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan and House Majority Leader Steve Scalise of Louisiana are the two frontrunners at this time. Discussions on the replacement will start as early as tomorrow, and a vote could happen Wednesday. No damage is being reported after an earthquake shook the Seattle area last night. The Pacific Northwest Seismic Network says the 4.5 magnitude quake hit below Scow Bay. That's between Seattle and Victoria, British Columbia. No risk of a tsunami. USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden is catching heat for hosting a barbecue picnic with a live band at the White House as Israel was under attack by the terrorist organization Hamas. It's reported an American hostage has been taken as a human shield. Republican Senator from Missouri Josh Hawley on X, quote, "While Hamas holds Americans hostage, Joe Biden is enjoying a picnic with a live band," end quote. The Taliban is reporting two earthquakes that struck Afghanistan Saturday has taken the lives of over 2,000 people.
The first quake to hit western Afghanistan late Saturday morning was a powerful 6.3 on the Richter scale, followed by a 6.1 quake. Spokesperson for the Taliban Ministry of Disasters said over 1,300 houses were damaged or destroyed, killing about 2,000 people and injuring over 9,000.
That's Dave Collins reporting. Senator Cory Booker says he's safe but jolted after being in Israel when Hamas attacked the country on Saturday. The New Jersey Democrat noted in a social media video Sunday that he and his staff were forced to shelter in place in Jerusalem. Booker said he was jogging in the old city when he was told by an official to return to his hotel quickly because Israel was under attack. Booker describing seeing frightened faces of children, family, and many Americans. Booker, who serves on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, has since left the country. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.